Kenora. The city of Kenora is facing its worst COVID-19 crisis since the pandemic began, according to officials, but it remains uncertain whether its declaration of emergency will succeed in securing help from the province. The city declared a local state of emergency on Tuesday, citing the rising number of local COVID-19 cases. The Northwestern Health Unit was reporting 57 active cases Wednesday in the Kenora region, an area that also includes over a dozen First Nations. The city said it was not aware how many of those cases were in Kenora itself. Kenora Fire Chief Kent Reedman said local agencies were straining to keep up with the demand for medical services and emergency isolation supports. "It's been overwhelming on the community groups, our healthcare system, our police services. Everyone involved is getting overwhelmed with the amount of cases we have and trying to control them," he said. "Resources are spread really, really thin right now. Health workers and other support staff were struggling to provide services both at COVID-19 isolation centers and their normal places of employment," Reedman said. "Those shelters were accommodating quite a few people," he said, "including from vulnerable populations like those experiencing homelessness." The city couldn't confirm how many people were using local isolation shelters, while the Kenora District Services Board didn't immediately respond to a request for comment Wednesday. "We need clinical staff, we need mental health support," Reedman said. "All of those people are now transitioning from their normal everyday jobs to helping out at the isolation centers, and there's just not enough people to go around, so they're working really long days, really long nights, and just trying to make it through this surge that we're seeing." The city has activated an emergency operations center and is in regular communication with Ontario's Provincial Emergency Operations Center, PEOC, Reedman said. However, that's far from a guarantee it will be receiving emergency aid from the province. "There's a challenge across the province, there's limited healthcare resources province-wide," Reedman said. "We're making asks, and I'm sure there's lots of other municipalities making asks as well. I think everyone's trying to pull together and see what they can do, but it's a tough time." The fire chief said he had no indication of when the municipality might receive an answer on its asks. The city of Kenora also remains under a previous general state of emergency it declared, along with many other Ontario municipalities, earlier in the pandemic. The decision to issue a second state of emergency reflects a COVID-19 situation Reedman said is more acute than at any time throughout the pandemic. "This is the worst we've had it in Kenora since COVID started," he said. "We felt it was important to declare a secondary state of emergency because this outbreak is putting so much strain on the resources we have, so it was important for our partners and for our municipality to bring some attention to that." The city has also closed municipal facilities like the Kenora Recreation Center, Public Library, Lake of the Woods Museum, and more to the public over the holidays in an attempt to prevent further spread of the virus.